I will come back again to chapter number 2. As I told you, first 6 chapters are difficult chapters. And the argument in these 6 chapters is a winding argument. Therefore, in order to get a clear idea of the thread of the argument, it is necessary to go deeper into the actual shlokas, verses. Now, the second chapter is entitled Sankhya Yoga. The reason is that it discusses 2 yogas at the same time. The yoga which is called Sankhya and the yoga which is called Yoga. As Sri Krishna will explain later on, the Sankhya Yoga is Jnana Yoga and Yoga is Karma Yoga.
That's the same thing.
It's called Karma Yoga. So this chapter is devoted to Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga. The instrument by which this yoga is to be accomplished is buddhi, the intelligent will. Intelligent will applied in jnana yoga and intelligent will applied in karma yoga. The instrument here is the same, but application is different. In jnana yoga, the intelligent will is applied to the processes of knowledge. In Karma Yoga, intelligent will is applied to the processes of action. As a result of this, there are 2 different results. In the Jnana Yoga, you attain to the knowledge. In Karma Yoga, you get perfection of action. Now, what is the knowledge that is gained by applying buddhi, intelligent will, to the processes of knowledge? If you see, I am taking specially a few verses which are very famous. Some are not so famous but are very important. In order to get the mastery over the texts, I shall refer to those important ones. So I will request you to open verse number 16 in second chapter. 216, page number 68. Nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate sataha. Now this sentence is one of the most famous sentences of the Bhagavad Gita. It lays down the basic knowledge that one has to attain and which is indisputable. That is to say, even if you allow your mind to think most freely, without any assumption, most undogmatically, then this is the statement which will automatically get established. It is something which you cannot refuse, because to refuse it would be the refusal of intellect itself. Nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate sataha. That which exists. That which does not exist. This is the basic, very simple statement. That which exists can never become non-existent. That is the meaning of existence. That which really exists can never become non-existent. that which is really non-existence can never come into existence. This is the starting point of the knowledge. You try to reject this proposition and you will see you are being obliged to establish this proposition.